580 News here on the Afternoon Magazine. Jason Croft is our technical director this afternoon. My name is Celeste Quinn. Here with AM 580 News, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. A new report says poor economic conditions could push more people in Illinois and across the nation into poverty. Some of the contributing factors are loss of jobs, decline in wages, and not having a high school degree. The Chicago-based Heartland Alliance Mid-America Institute on Poverty released their report today. It says about 20% of people enter poverty when the head of household loses a job. According to the report, many of the forces are outside the control of individuals. They include the recessions, high unemployment, and a decline in the manufacturing sector. But researchers say a healthy economy doesn't prevent all entries into poverty. About 1.5 million people, or roughly 12% of Illinois' 12.8 million residents, currently live in poverty, according to the report. An annual campaign to replenish food pantries over East Central Illinois takes on a more critical tone this year. The Eastern Illinois Food Bank hopes to raise $70,000 and collect 190,000 pounds of food through the end of the month. That's to help meet a 59% jump in need in the last year. Director Jim Heyer says so far the food bank has been able to keep up through prudent buying techniques and good old-fashioned public generosity.
We've spent a great deal of our time searching out ways, forming different partnerships with through the Food Bank Association in Illinois and through Feeding America, which used to be America's Second Harvest, which we're a member of. But more importantly, we've had donors, particularly on the financial side, help us a great deal more, and which makes our job a lot easier when we go out and find food.
Heyer says the people who visit food pantries have evolved over the last year to include more people who have jobs but can't make ends meet because of rising costs. He says winter heating costs may force even more people to need donated food. Heyer estimates that though many families aren't resorting to food pantries now, one event could push them into need too. The sheriff in Cook County says his deputies will resume mortgage foreclosure evictions on Monday. Tom Dart says he worked out a process with the courts that will prevent innocent tenants from being victimized.
Our deputies have been informed, and we have talked to them and can continue to do that, to make sure that we perform our job, perform it the way we're supposed to, but at the same time, make sure we are going about this in a way that is attempting to mitigate trauma.
Dart made national news last week when he announced a moratorium on foreclosure evictions. The sheriff says the county's new process ensures responsible renters won't be caught off guard if their landlords go into foreclosure. Tough economic times are hitting Chicago-based Playboy Enterprises. Playboy told 55 employees this week that they were losing their jobs. That represents about 7% of the company's full-time workforce. Spokesperson Martha Lindemann says this is a difficult time in the media industry.
It is a time where you have consumers having a lot of different types of media that they can be informed or entertained by. So it ranges from online to magazines to video games to television.
Lindemann says the company is also facing a more competitive advertising market, and she says the costs of ink and postage have gone up. Most of the job cuts will affect Playboy's U.S. employees. The Illinois Department of Agriculture says an exporter in Bloomington has sold $1.7 million worth of hogs to a Chinese company. The sale boosts Illinois' livestock exports to China for the year by about 25%. The state agriculture department says Ag World shipped more than 1,200 hogs to South Golden Valley Agri-Husbandry of China late last month. Officials in Illinois say Ag World worked on the deal for more than 2 years. State marketing officials introduced company officials to Chinese swine buyers in 2006. According to the Ag Department, Illinois is the U.S.'s second leading exporter of livestock to China, with more than $8 million in sales this year. Even amid worries about the economy, the University of Illinois has managed to bring in more money from donors, 12% more, in fact. The U of I Foundation says itself and the university raised nearly $214 million from private sources in the last fiscal year. Chief Financial Officer Walter Knorr says alumni make up the single largest group of those donors. Their giving went up by 15% over 2007. The money goes into academic programs, research, and the university's endowment. The U of I also says it's now raised two-thirds of the $2.25 billion it's trying to raise by the end of 2011 in its Brilliant Futures campaign. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 4:30 this afternoon. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's programming is made possible in part by Ratio Architects, dedicated to defining spaces, creating places, and enhancing communities across the Midwest. On the web at ratioarchitects.com.
It's 12:35. This is the Afternoon Magazine, and it's time to talk to Ed Kieser. Ed's going to bring us up to date on the weather forecast for Illinois and Indiana and the Champaign-Urbana area through the weekend. Also this afternoon, listeners, we're happy to take your telephone calls. If you have plans to travel this weekend or early next week, give us a call. Talk to Ed. He'll give you a forecast for your destination, tell you what you might encounter along the way. Here are the phone numbers if you'd like to talk to Ed. 333-9455. That's 333-9455.